Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova, and I'm Track O'Brien. As we all know, Halloween, or Samhain as it was formerly known, was created by the Irish, or specifically by our pagan ancestors. The location of the original festival can be tracked down to a hill in County Meath between the town of Atboy and the Gaeltacht region of Rathcharn, called the Hill of Ward or Tlachta. The annual Púca Festival is a celebration of this history and a link back to the roots of Halloween. It takes place this weekend between the towns of Atboy and Trim, and I met up this week with David Gilroy from the Púca Festival to find out about their impressive sustainability approach to the event, what kind of activities you can expect to find there, and where the idea for the festival came from.
Well, of course, as everybody knows, Atboy is the home of Halloween, and the Boyne Valley is
absolutely
the home of Halloween. It's the second biggest festival in the world after Christmas. So in the Boyne Valley, we are living in the equivalent to the North Pole for Halloween.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very important that we make that unequivocal statement.
Yep.
Fáilte Ireland have come in behind that through their partners of MPI Artists, who are delivering and producing the festival, in partnership as well with Meath County Council. So it's a very, very significantly supported, very significantly
yep.
promoted Halloween, started here. On the Hill of Ward, or the Hill of Tlachta, as
Tlachta,
we would know
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And you know, so there's a significant series of events running over the weekend in Trim okay. and Atboy to celebrate that, starting on the 27th of October, running till the 31st, Halloween night. You could say maybe the more contemporary aspect of things are taking place in Trim, where you have the big top, 2,500 capacity big
wow.
top, where we're going to have people like the Damien Dempsey, the Water Boys, the Charlatans. They're going to be playing there, and then
yep.
supporting them are in other venues such as Knightsbrook, Trim Castle Hotel, Castle Arch Hotel in Trim, series of other events. And then also, of course, then there's the use of the civic spaces such as the Swift Centre, which
okay.
we have comedy, music, singing, dancing, having the crack, all of the things that have always taken place around fires.
Yeah.
For as long as there's been fires.
As long as we
know. Because this is a fire festival. So 2022 is the first year that sustainability has become a really important aspect of the Púca Festival.
Okay.
Again, MPI bands really identified this as something in conjunction with Fáilte Ireland. And so one of the biggest things that we could talk about with regards to bringing a lot of people to a place is, of course, the impact that has on the
yeah.
environment. Well, we are looking at our festival from a very specific and very technical aspect of what we're doing. So last year it was really around gathering a baseline data set around how many people are coming, how much waste we're generating, how much energy we're
okay.
using. So we are going to weigh our festival in carbon.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is at the end,
have the results at the end of it.
By 20, and set a trajectory to 2030, obviously, with the targets, the reduction of 51% by 2030.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're going to chart a real and authentic pathway to 2030, so that we're looking not only to do the righteous and virtuous things of reducing plastic, but measuring the impact of our decisions, ensuring that those decisions are moving in the right direction. So we're taking a really holistic approach to the sustainability
yeah.
question. I suppose at the end of the day, one of the biggest threats to tourism in any country, particularly an island country like Ireland, is sustainability.
Yeah.
You know, so people are going to
travel to and from and everything.
Precisely.
Like
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not only, of course, it's the right thing to do from a planetary perspective, it's also the right thing to do from a business perspective. If you're looking to support tourism, you're a tourism provider, your visitors or your guests are going to be asking these questions. They're going to be making decisions based on these. So if you're travelling from the UK, you're travelling from the States, you know, you have a mileage, you have a carbon footprint coming over. So
yep.
what we're trying to do is to use some really innovative approaches to kind of engage with the visitor, not only inside the Púca Festival period of time, but also to look beyond that and how we can engage and maybe measure our societal or our influencing impact, our messaging over the course of the year. Now that's our aspiration.
Yeah.
But it's something that a lot of big events, sporting events, are looking to do as well.
But you have the aspiration, and that's
100%.
The most important thing, that 100%. You're working towards it, you know. If people want to learn a bit more about the Púca Festival, if they get very excited by some of the bands we've mentioned there, and where can you get more information about the festival itself?
Well, of course, PúcaFestival.com is the website.
PúcaFestival.com.
You'll see it everywhere. If you're in Dublin, if you're anywhere that there's a large amount of people, you
yep.
will see the advertising for the Púca Festival. So have a look at the website. There's loads of information on there with regards to you can buy your tickets. You can get information with regards to travel routes. You can get information towards what else we're doing around our sustainable work, how we're working with our partners and with our vendors to look at our waste, to look at our water, to look at our biodiversity impact,
yeah.
to look at all of these, our energy again, as I said. But all of these things, you can find all this information online. You can find out when the events are, I'd advise you to do it shortly because
it's this weekend.
And we're also, tickets are selling fast and a lot of the events are already sold out.
David, I'm going to let you get back to work because everybody's here very busy trying to get the whole place ready here. So look up pookafestival.com and find out what's on this weekend. It's a fantastic festival, well worth a visit. Thanks very much for your time, David.
You're very welcome.
If you're looking for something seasonal to do for the long weekend, I'd highly recommend paying a visit to the wonderfully unique Pooka Festival in County Meath.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.